How y'all doing? Good morning. My name's Thomas Green. I'm from Michigan State University. And I want to show you some of the work I've been doing to complete my master's thesis. Lightweight rolling and sand top dressing to decrease fungicide inputs and dollar spot severity on fairways. Now, we're not proposing an elimination of fungicide use on fairways. That's not very practical. But we could possibly reduce pesticide inputs to our environment. The golf industry is very important, particularly in Michigan. It's in billions of dollars. It employs millions of people. It provides recreation. You can have a good time golfing. But the fees golf courses can charge are dictated by the quality of turf grass. And the fees you charge, the main problem is turf grass funguses. Probably the most common fungus is called dollar spot. Now, more fungicides are applied trying to control this disease in the upper Midwest than any other turf grass disease. However, we could lose a very important fungicide due to an EPA ban. That fungicide is chlorothalonil. However, at Michigan State University, about 20 years ago, they noticed that rolling decreased dollar spot. Now, they were just doing a study to increase ball roll on putting greens. So what we did was we wanted to take this, what they did on the putting greens, and apply it to fairways, because the fairways are some of the largest acreages on a golf course. Could we roll three times a week or more or less? Because the more you roll, the more cost is involved. They found out sand top dressing decreased diseases, and it did not affect turf quality. So what we proposed is lightweight rolling in combination with sand top dressing will reduce our need for fungicides. I'm going to show you one objective we had. We're going to use NDVI response to judge turf quality on fairway rolling and with sand top dressing, with and without fungicides. We had a pretty good site at Michigan State University. We treated this as a typical fairway in Michigan. We had a mixed stand poa annual, creeping bent grass. I did inoculate. In 2 years, I inoculated with Homeocarpa sclerotinia. I sand top dressed twice a month, a very light rate. We irrigated. We molded about a half an inch. Here's a diagram of my site. It was a split block where I split my replications in a sand top dress and no sand top dress. And that's a diagram of my fungicide trial. I'll show you today my fungicide trial. So what I had a split block and a strip plot design. Three replications where I roll three times a week and no rolling. And I had 8 fungicide treatment levels. I'm going to show you data that is total fungicide applications in a 30-day period. And that would be my whole plot. And I use Boscalid. That's a systemic fungicide. Now I'm going to use NDVI to represent turf quality. Now, we believe that NDVI is a good indicator of turf quality. In 2013, fungicide rate was significant. There were significant differences between fungicide rates. We also had a rolling. Our main effect rolling on one date in August was significant. Now, NDVI, we got the controls on top. So we had lower NDVI ratings for the control as we worked down this chart. As we increased our fungicide rates, we increased our NDVI response. And we did take turf quality. Turf quality, basically, they're similar to NDVI. So our control, as we increased our fungicide rates, we saw an increase in turf quality. The same with our NDVI rate. Here's a photo I'm showing. This is the half rate of fungicide applied one time monthly, and this is the control, which had no top dressing, no fungicides, and no rowing. It had quite a bit of a dollar spot infection within there. Now, from a practical standpoint, turf managers, superintendents, they want to know turf quality. So I think it's NDVI is a good representative of turf quality. So for the rest of my data, I'll just show you NDVI results. We did take dollar spot severity. So control had the highest, and we saw no difference between fungicide levels in severity response. So we feel pretty comfortable with showing NDVI to represent turf quality. So first year of the study, 2013, the no-roll plot had the highest NDVI in comparison to our three times rolling. Now rolling is a cumulative, seasonal. You see a progression. So the more you roll, the more, I'll show you the next slide in 2014, these figures will change. 2014, fungicide rates, we saw differences in the rates. Main effects, we saw soil type at the end of the season, and we saw rolling effect. And then we had significant two-way interactions and a three-way interaction between fungicide rate, sand, and rolling. Here we go, July 2014. Now our three times rolling is higher than our no-roll plots. Here's fungicide levels, NDVI, still no differences between all fungicide rates in comparison to our controls. All produce higher NDVI values. And here's our three-way. I'm going to draw your attention to this side. Let's see, zero rolling on sand. And then if we compare that to three times rolling on sand, there was a significant increase by just rolling three times a week on sand top dressing. We increased our NDVI response. So I'm going to conclude that our half rate and full rate, it helped improve turf quality. It increased our NDVI values in comparison to our lowest rate and control. You know, throughout the study, we saw no differences between fungicide application rates in comparison to that control. Now that we saw some differences. The three times weekly, it increased our NDVI response. And also 2014, we saw that effect of sand top dressing. In combination with rolling three times a week, we increased our NDVI response. In a sense, we had healthier turf grass. So with that, I say, therefore, the golf courses, they could use a combination of sand top dressing and rolling to decrease dollar spot severity on their fairways. With that, I'll end this. Thank you.
Questions?
You know, I'd like to thank the Hancock Turfgrass Research Center. Without their help, our farm managers, we couldn't do this work. They do a good job. The MTF, they helped. The Michigan Turfgrass Foundation, they supported this study. And USDA, they funded my study. So thank you. I think.
Yeah, questions?
We have some high school students.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Could you compare the same top dressing budget with a typical plebiscite budget and how the economics would work?
Yes, sir. This man wants to know, this doctor would like to know the price comparison. With sand top dressing with no...
Yeah, if you were in the right. Fungicide program.
Right. Now, in Michigan, the typical fungicide cost would be, the full label rate per season, would be about $24,000. Now, sand top dressing is about $15,000 annually, and we add in rolling. Let's say the service of the machine and the labor would be about $6,000. So you're looking at about $21,000 by just sand top dressing and rolling. Compare that with fungicides. So that would be a savings. Now, we're not saying that would work. So if you were to go with the half rate, we saw some, the half rate was increased our turf health. So it would add more. It'd be like $32,000 with sand top dressing, rolling with a half rate fungicide. But also, you would think of saving the environment, less pesticides in the environment. So, okay. Yeah. Okay, yes, ma'am. This lady would like to know NDVI. That stands for Normalized Difference Vegetation Index. So in simple terms, that's just turf color. It helps us assess the chlorophyll content of that plant. So higher values are indicative of plant health, healthier plants. So the lower the value, the more unhealthy the plant. Yes. Go ahead.
How would that? Do you remove it into your fairway disease management program?
Could you repeat that?
Yes.
You know, there was a study at Michigan State University where they rolled in the AM and then they had PM rolling. They noticed no difference. Dew removal had no difference on dollar spot severity. They saw no differences whether you rolled in the AM to remove the dew or you rolled in the PM. They saw no differences. So, does that answer your question? Okay. Yes, sir.
You've gone through the disruption of clay, rolling and compressing that frequently. You know, is it practical for a superintendent to do that with the membership that the clay is involved?
Right. The question was, would rolling and sand top dressing disrupt play, and how would that affect it? There are some golf courses, they do monthly top dressing. I did bi-monthly. I just wanted to build up a sand layer. That was the reason I went with sand top dressing two times a month. But most don't see a disruption in play. They would perform those activities in the A.M. before the golfers come out to play in the A.M., rolling or sand top dressing. So it would not disrupt play. And most golfers, they want to improve their golf course, and they understand what the superintendent does, and he's just there to help them improve their playing conditions. So they understand that. I think, does that answer your question?
They also want to play the golf course.
Right, they do.
All right, that's all the time we have for questions. Thank you.
Appreciate it.